This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ben Martin's coming off his first victory on the PGA Tour, winning last week in Las Vegas at the Shriners Hospitals Open. It's great to have Ben Martin back on the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Ben.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. I got to think you've won PGA tournaments in your head a million times. How did winning on the tour feel compared to what you imagined?
I think I was a little more nervous and a lot more relieved when that putt went in at 18. Coming down the stretch, starting the day with the lead, trying to hold on to it, losing the lead, and then coming back. Four under the last four holes. Maybe not the way I pictured it happening, but I'll take it anyway. It did happen.
How'd you sleep Saturday night going into Sunday?
I slept all right. I think I slept better Saturday than I did Sunday, just so jacked up and pumped up for the win.
Take me through what you were telling yourself. As you mentioned, the lead vacillated back and forth on Sunday. You had it, you lost it, you got it back. Tell me how you got yourself into that spot.
Yeah, I tried to approach Sunday like I did the first three rounds, and basically I was coming off of finishing last at the fries.com the week before, and so my thought coming into Vegas was just to be fully engaged in this week, fully engaged in the round in each shot, and that's kind of what I was telling myself coming down the stretch, not thinking ahead to, if I win this tournament, $1 million, a spot in the Masters, a 2-year exemption on tour. I was just trying to fully engage and take it one shot at a time. And then once the final putt went in, then I could think about all those extra things.
Did you deserve to be last at Fry's, or were you playing a little bit better than that?
I was just pretty sloppy, just making a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes. I think once it got away from me, I got a little frustrated, and not very much well that happened the week before. Maybe a couple bright spots. Yeah, I played the par threes really well week one, so I knew, well, at least I'm hitting my approach shots good. Making a couple putts. So there was a glimmer of hope in there, but I don't think too many people were predicting me to win week two after week one.
Sunday, 16th hole. You were just trying to two-putt, weren't you?
I got a pretty good read off of Russell Knox's putt. He was basically on the same line as me, about 6 feet further away. And I'd eagled 16 round one. From a little closer, but I got a good read off of Russell's putt, and I just rolled one by on 15 for eagle that had a good chance to go in. So, once that thing got tracking and it was about 10 feet away, I thought I had a good chance of going in.
Did you have to calm down a little bit on 17T?
I think sometimes the hardest holes to play are after a big putt, especially for eagle. So I tried to, I tried not to get too pumped up because I knew I had two more holes to play, and took a lot of deep breaths and got back composed and hit a great shot on 17 right in the middle of the green, just like I wanted to.
We are talking with Ben Martin, the winner last week in Las Vegas. Ben, it was Vegas. Was there a Sunday night celebration?
we were pretty boring on Sunday night. Probably ended up leaving the course 2-3 hours after the last putt went in. So my wife and I, by the time we got back to the hotel, we were pretty worn out, and we just decided to do a little room service and had a couple blue moons in the room to celebrate, and then we were off to the McGladrey the next morning. So we were up about 4:30.
Did you ever consider not playing this week?
No, you know, this is, you know, Sea Island is pretty close to home, and so, you know, we don't get too many events that we can call home events on the PGA Tour, but, you know, anytime I'm close to Greenville, then I'm going to do my best to play that event.
How special was it? You mentioned your bride. How special was it to have her walk out on that green and you accomplished all the things you guys had been talking about?
It'll be a great memory. You always see the guys' wives, and we don't have any kids, but the families run out there on 18. And so to be able to live that out and have her there for my first PGA Tour win will something we'll remember forever.
You know, I've never asked a winner this, Ben. Have you checked the account? Is the money already in the account?
I looked yesterday to see if I could pay my caddy yet, but it hadn't hit yet. So he's got to hold off for at least one more day before I can write him a check.
You know, this kind of thing is often called a game changer, a career changer, a life changer. Do you feel different?
No, not really. Certainly have some new doors open up for the future. You know, with playing in Maui, getting in Augusta, having a couple-year exemption on tour. But I'm still the same person, you know, just because I shot a couple shots better than the next best guy last week doesn't change a whole lot for me about who I am. And so I'm just going to, you know, keep doing what I've always done and enjoy playing golf and try to get a little bit better every week.
Were there down days, Ben? Did you wonder if this day would come?
Yeah, I guess you always wonder until it happens. But you know, for the career as a pro, I think most guys have their peaks and their probably in their mid-30s is some of their best golf. So and even now, you see some guys in their early 40s playing their best golf. So, you know, my goal is just to always get better every year. And, I knew I was taking steps in the right direction after finishing third 3 times last year. So I felt like it was just a matter of time and just keep giving myself the opportunities on Sunday and eventually it'd come through on top.
First time this has happened to you, do you think you'll have to fight a little complacency, a little letdown, a little slump? Are you conscious of that and fighting against it?
I certainly think that can happen. But I was with Mac Barnhart, one of my managers, last night, and he said just because things are good don't mean they can't get better. And so I think, you know, sometimes you see guys who win once, or they win a major, they win, you know, multiple times and kind of get satisfied. And so I think it's easy to happen. I'm gonna try to, you know, set my sights forward and keep improving, keep getting better, and hopefully win multiple times.
Money's nice. Memories are great. You've maybe mentioned this a couple of times already. Of all of the things that will come with that victory, all of the perks, what one catches your attention?
It'd have to be getting back and playing Augusta again. I grew up in Greenwood, about an hour away, and it started coming to the tournament when I was 7 years old. And playing that first time as an amateur in 2010 was special, but I'm excited to get back. And that was one of the things I thought about on Saturday night. I tried not to think about, but hey, if I go out and win tomorrow, I'm back in the Masters. And so, I'm already looking forward to getting down there and playing a practice round.
Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to shake your hand. And it would really be neat, Ben, if maybe you came here in April with a couple of wins.
That would be special, yeah. I mean, confidence is a great thing, and anytime you win, it certainly helps out. I think it the first one might be the toughest, so now that I know I can do it. I hope to do it again.
Well, it was fun to watch, Ben. Congratulations, and keep playing well.
Thank you.